enthusiasts and nerd aficionados, Mess 5150, welcome you guys back to Malice Cast for episode 10. Really quick, before we introduce everybody that's on the cast, wanted to welcome everybody that's out there in the chat land. We will be watching to see what you guys have to say and get your thoughts on everything we talk about. To let you know what we're going to be talking about, we are going to be going into our nerd news, so hitting a lot of the major headlines that happened this week and our thoughts on that type of stuff. We're going to hit the nerd fight. The nerd fight was a fun one this week. It was the best character from The Flash outside of Grant, just because we didn't want Barry to run away with the poll.
Hey-o!
Oh, dad joke.
Yeah, exactly.
That's something that should have come from me, not from you.
Hurts so good.
And we're going to lead into CW finales. We finally got through most of them, and we're going to have our nerd rage and our nerdgasms, what we really, really liked about them, what we really, really hated about them, what CW finale we thought was the best. So we'll get into that. And the last thing, it's Memorial Day weekend, so we want to talk some movies, because that's the big thing that's going to happen. We're going into movie season, and we want to talk about some of the greatest movies that came out on Memorial Day weekend in the past and what impact they had on us. We'd love to hear your thoughts on some of the movies that came out as well and what your thoughts are and how they impacted you. So before we get into all that stuff, let's see who's on our cast today. As I said, Mess 5150 here. We've got Beacon.
What up?
We've got Icy Zorro.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have returned.
Yes, it's been a long absence. Welcome back. Thank you. We have Big Papa Matt.
Yo, yo, yo.
Playa, playa.
Gotta go with the finger guns.
And we have our female on the board, Super Hoovian.
What up, what up?
Sorry.
You may hear a distant voice every once in a while that might pop in. And that is Jack Malice. So if that happens, just remember the disembodied voice is very important.
Or he'd like to think so.
Yeah. Let's get into the nerd news. First thing that we want to talk about, something that kind of came out earlier in the week, and I wanted to get Beacon's thoughts on it.
Well, I'm up.
Yeah. You're up. So they're going to be rebooting another movie series again. What's going on?
All right, I'm going to try to pull back the nerd rage on this one, but Resident Evil. So Resident Evil is getting a reboot. Now, honestly, of all things that needs a reboot, this definitely needs a reboot. The first one, not bad. The rest of them, garbage. But they're saying that they're lining up 6 films to do. So my problem is I played the games. I love Resident Evil. They tell great stories. It's fun action games. They get creepy at times, which is awesome. But, man, I'm waiting for Hollywood to do a video game movie right, and they have not done it yet. So I have little faith.
I've been waiting for 30 years.
Right? It's failure after failure after failure after failure. And I don't know what to do with this one. So this one's getting put onto the shelf of, we will wait and see, but I'm not holding my breath. You know, I think casting will probably be a big indicator who's directing, who's writing. You know, we've had some hopeful thoughts with the new Tomb Raider release and some of the casting there and some of what we've seen in the direction that they're trying to go. Maybe we're going to see something similar here, but again, I'm at a wait and see at this one.
Yeah, that's the thinking I'm on. It is a wait and see type of thing. There hasn't been a good video game movie out there, ever. Really. Yeah, no, and that's what we were talking about.
Ever.
I was like,
there's
only been one good video game movie, and it wasn't a video game prior to it being made. The video game came from the movie, and that's Tron. Tron's the only.
Yeah. So I think I wouldn't put that in the same category.
No. No, exactly, they made a game because of it. So.
Exactly.
Yeah. So. I mean, we can always go to the Mortal Kombat Street Fighter movies. They were Don't remind me of Raul Julia's death. They weren't great. They weren't great movies, but damn, they were entertaining, especially when you're Street Fighter 12. No, not Street Fighter. Mortal Kombat at least.
Mortal Kombat, yeah, the first one you can get away with a little bit. Speaking of video games, my headline that I wanted to talk about, I was infuriated when I heard it, and then I started pulling back a little bit and starting to look at it and stuff like that.
Let the hate consume you.
They cast Nathan Drake finally for the new Uncharted series. They cast Tom Holland, who's going to be playing Spider-Man, and I can't see it. So the whole thing that I was saying about it with the at first I was really pissed because I'm like, I just don't see him fitting in that mold. He doesn't have that physique. He doesn't have that look.
He doesn't have that swagger or cockiness.
Exactly, exactly. And that's we had an article that came out on the website on mouse-corp.com that you can check out my thoughts on it and stuff. But basically, the way I looked at it was this movie has gone through development hell for, 8 years now, trying to get it made. So the benefit is Naughty Dog, that's the manufacturer, right?
Yes.
So, they don't want a bad movie to come out. After all the bad video game movies that come out, they don't want it. They don't want it to happen.
And if there's one thing that Naughty Dog really does well, it's story.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's where you don't change it. Yes. So, I'm noticing the benefit here is that they are. It's young Nate. It's young Drake.
It's gotta be.
Is what he cast as
Nate's origin, because we've seen that in the video games.
Yeah, somewhat, but there's a huge time gap between what you see in Uncharted 2 and what you see in Uncharted 3. So,
well, there's a huge gap between the Nathan as a kid in Uncharted 4 and when we see him as an adult. Yeah,
exactly. So I think that's the route they're going to go, because they're going to be like, hey, we have a story that we can lead into. So see what happens with them. The way I looked at it was, you took all the people that they talked about prior that were going to get cast as Nathan. The only one that officially got cast was Mark Wahlberg, and thank God he fell out. Yeah, that was the only official casting that ever happened, and I'm so glad that he fell out. But for the longest time, the fans wanted
Nathan Fillion. Yeah.
Yeah, and he fit the mold. I mean, he was perfect. And that's the way I looked at it.
Roguishly handsome.
Exactly. He had that. He had that.
I've got a man crush on him.
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't?
He had the charisma. He had the sense of humor. He was Nathan Drake. He would have done a fantastic job. When I looked at Tom Holland, I looked at it again. Does he have that grittiness? No, but he does kind of have some charisma, and he does have the sense of humor, because you have to pull off Spider-Man properly, and he did that.
In order to share scenes with Robert Downey Jr., you have to be able to do something right.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. True story.
So I think there's something there. So that's my thoughts on it. I mean, what do you guys think?
He's too young.
Good, bad.
It depends on the era that they're portraying Nathan Drake in, because clearly Tom Holland's 20. You know, we're used to seeing Nathan Drake in his late 20s through, you know, early to mid 40s. So if they have something that's centered around what we were talking about earlier, you know, the time that we haven't seen yet, yeah, it can work, but something bad is going to have to happen to him to turn him into who we know.
Yeah, or pull a complete transformation like Chris Pratt, and all of a sudden be this.
Yeah, he's going to show up with a 4-day stubble and a shoulder ring. Done. Yeah,
he does have a serious baby face, though.
Yeah,
serious baby face.
Yeah. And he fits the mold of the young Drake. He does look like young Drake. So
yeah.
Then we had some other interesting news with comic book movies, and the one that's been trending like crazy, because we're getting casting news and all types of stuff, is New Mutants. And Matt looked into that. He had some interesting stuff to say about it. What's going on with that?
Yeah, I just, you know, every time Fox is releasing anything comic book wise, I think there's an opportunity, you know, for anything they do. And New Mutants, I think they're hitting on the right spot, all the right spots on it. They're talking about how they're going to get more of a horror theme out of it, which is good. The actual books that they've quoted and cited is number 18 of that series, which is actually the start of like the spirit bear, like terrorizing all the New Mutants, which will be really cool. I think that'll be a really cool aspect to do it. The other thing about that, though, is that's actually, and what was cited by the director, Boone, was that was the introduction of Warlock to that series as well. So we got a great little, you know, teaser at the end of Guardians with Adam Warlock. Warlock is the spiritual successor to Adam Warlock. I would love to see them take some kind of creative advantages of this. I'm trying to think of the word I'm over here, but I would really like to see them trying to find a way to connect these worlds somehow. And I think New Mutants is the way to go. This is a new series. Sony kind of led the way with Spider-Man doing it. And I would like to see Fox try to find a way to get into that Marvel universe somewhere. And you got some great casting. It can be done. The horror style can definitely be done with who we're putting into it, what's going on with it. I personally have read that series. It's really good. It's really dark as well. I mean, man, those early 80s comic books in general were all about like demon worshiping and sorcery and magic and all that kind of stuff as it was. So it has a chance to be really dark and pretty gritty, man. And I hope they don't kind of fall in love with that PG-13 rating system, because they also quote it as being kind of almost like a teenage film out of it as well, which I'm a little worried about, but I hope they just kind of go dark and gritty with it in general. It'd be nice to see.
Yeah. And that's, I do like the different edge that they're taking on it. And that's the thing is we talked about it before. New Mutants was a dark and gritty series compared to X-Men when it first came out. And I think going the horror fact is going to be awesome with it. Last bit of things that we wanted to talk about on the nerd news was we had a few trailers come out this week. And I know Super Hubian looked into some of them. We had the new Spider-Man trailer.
Oh,
we
had
the Castlevania trailer for Netflix and Game of Thrones and mm-hmm. Young Sheldon.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the good, what's the bad?
Okay. Most of them, all of them, fairly good. The one that obviously elicits the most talk is Game of Thrones coming up. I had a lot of questions. It looks awesome. You know, it's covering the coming battles. You know, it starts off with Cersei talking, I've got enemies to the north, south, east, west, you know, and she's looking at her brother. She's like, we're the last Lannisters. We're going to take them all out. We're going to do this, you know, and she has no way of knowing how at the moment she's going to do that. But she's confident in her abilities to defeat all the comers that are coming. And it's got Arya in it. I don't know where Arya is. She's looking under a bed.
Somewhere in the north, there was snow in the background.
Well, there was that scene where she's in the north at a campfire, and then she's under a bed. She's like looking under a bed. I don't know what she's looking for. So that I'm like, what is that? What's, you know, is she looking for a place to hide? Is she going to kill someone on her list? It's got Davos in it. We haven't seen Davos for a while. Ser Davos. And then it's got Dany and her dragons, Tyrion. So it looks good, you know. It threw a little bit of everything from Game of Thrones in there. There was romance, there was death, there was plotting, you know. So it looks like it's going to be a good season. It really does. Mike, actually, I was thinking about it when I was watching it. You know, this season is going to elicit the question, you know, is Dany or Daenerys a good leader? Why does she actually deserve to sit on the throne? It almost appears to me like she's taken up the mantle of her dead brother, you know, the craziness that he infected her with, the whole desire to go back. I mean, she's never stepped foot on this land since she was a little baby. You know, she knows nothing about it. And she basically has become almost tyrannical in her quest to sit on the throne that her father sat on, regardless of whether or not she actually deserves to sit on this throne. So it kind of raises mm-hmm. the question, is she good or is she kind of evil? You know, because, I mean, she's made a lot of mistakes. I don't necessarily mean like evil, like, oh my God, like, you know, planting the evil flag and like, but she could be evil by misguided, you know, she could be ruling a place she's already conquered. She doesn't necessarily need to go conquer the Seven Kingdoms.
That's an interesting question. And I think a lot of that was supposedly supposed to be addressed by her time in Meereen, She says when she first gets there about how am I supposed to rule the Seven Kingdoms if I've never ruled even a city before. Now, granted, that went terribly.
It did. It went horribly.
It sounds like something that'll be awesome once the season starts talking. And
so
stuff
I'm hoping that they address that. Yeah, hoping that they that's something that I'm hoping that they will address this season.
Yeah,
is that
the chat's got a couple things going on too. They're letting us know that Arya is the shit and make sure she gets it wrong.
She better. She needs to, because I was a little bit disappointed with the role in the past season. I don't feel like she was in it enough. And then, so that's my thoughts on the Game of Thrones. Now, Young Sheldon.
Young Sheldon.
Yeah. It's. I think it'll be good for maybe one season, maybe two.
If that.
But
I don't even.
I'm sort of appalled by the concept. Let's follow around an autistic 9-year-old.
I like the kid. I like the kid. I think he's going to be a decent actor.
That's all I think of that.
You know, because
Freeze my cheese.
The biggest thing that I saw in that trailer was just, I mean, he nailed the idiosyncrasies that older Sheldon has completely. The baffled, you know, confusion. What do you mean these kids aren't going to like me? You know, the bow tie. I could be starting a fad. You don't know, Mom. Like, you know, no. I mean, he's going to get his head shoved in a toilet.
And that's where the writing is from. You're going to get that with the writers. I also
got a quick breakdown in the chat here. I got to
let you guys know.
It's so phenomenal right now. You guys have got to see it.
Oh, my God. It's moving like crazy.
Jon Snow is the King of the North. Arya is Westeros' is Boba Fett and Blackfyre.
Nice. Yeah.
But we're also hearing a lot of hate for Dany right now, that she still needs to prove herself. She's not ready to rule. You know, she's not ready to run the ship. She's not ready to do that kind of stuff. So
but I think she did right in Meereen was that she put together a group of counselors. She knew to go to people smarter than her.
Yeah. And she's not trusting the right people, in my opinion. So young Sheldon probably going to last a season, maybe two.
I think they're trying too hard. Honestly.
But yeah, I think the writing,
I think it gets replaced at midseason.
Yeah. And then, okay. And so now the Spider-Man trailer, the Spider-Man trailer. I love
here's what
trailer.
I got for Spider-Man trailer.
No.
I'm done with them. They're giving away the whole movie. I don't need to go to the movie anymore.
They are giving away a lot.
Thank you, Marvel, for saving me $12.99. I don't have to watch that.
Holy God.
But I am so excited to see the whole modifications. I love everything that Tony Stark added to the suit. I love it. I agree. They are showing a little bit too much. But yeah, just all of the modifications for the suit that Tony did to it. That's super cool. It, you know, we haven't had that in the other two adaptations. So I think it's something that's a little bit different if they are going to reboot, you know, the franchise again.
That was happening in the comics before Civil War originally. So that's really awesome that we're seeing that
being
brought into the Marvel universe on the films. Did you get a chance to check out the Castlevania trailer? Cause I went gaga.
Oh,
over that.
Oh my goodness. Oh man.
So go amazing.
Ahead. Oh, go ahead. Yeah.
I think they're going to be the one voice of dissent here then.
I want to hear what Matt has to say, because if it makes him, you know, rub those.
It was good. It was good stuff. I love it, man. And Castlevania is that original OG Nintendo game, and they've done amazing stuff with, anime series, things like that for this show or for this game. And the fact that we're going to get a Netflix sponsored anime out of it, I'm all about it, man. Like, I love the trailer. I love what we're seeing. Go after it. I just really hope they don't hold anything back. I don't want a PG Castlevania. I hope this thing gets mature. I hope it gets bloody. I hope we get the stuff we deserve out of this phenomenal vampire killing series. I'm looking forward to it.
I just don't want it to be another Vampire Hunter D.
I think it's going to be more on the I can't remember the anime. I can't remember it. So no, there was a
I hope we get a Trinity
There was
Blood.
A super hardcore medieval anime that only made it one season, then they brought it back and redid it over again. And I think they had it on Netflix, and it was do you remember it, Brian? It was Beacon, it was one that Mike Provenzano always showed with the big, huge blade. But
you're talking about Berserk.
Berserk, yes.
Berserk is not a Castlevania-esque show at all.
But I heard it was going to go that.
Castlevania-esque, and you were looking for a vampire, that would be Van Helsing. But yeah, that was in modern-day London.
Helsing would be good, but also Trinity Blood, man. Just a lot of vampire ruling the whole world there, underground style. It was great, too.
But did you notice the one line at the very end of the trailer? Who is this person? He's the man who killed Dracula. This is after he's gone through the castle.
This is probably after he's gone through the castle, absolutely. But that is Symphony of the Night. Are you kidding me? Like, probably best Castlevania game ever created.
I think 3 was the one that I played the most.
3 was dope. 3 was on the regular Nintendo for sure. That one was great.
It was. Listen to the entire Stone Temple Pilots album during that one.
If nothing else, if the cartoon sucks, at least that trailer. I love the opening with the Nintendo Entertainment System and the 8-bit on Netflix. I was just like, that's I can watch that over.
You didn't jack the cartridge up and down a couple of times.
No, you gotta blow. I just wanted to hear him blowing into it and slamming it.
Why is it gotta be jacked?
Well, we said it could be jacked or it could be best. So
yes. Also, the chat room is begging us for Planet Hulk. We need a Planet Hulk movie if we're gonna go anywhere and start something up.
I see them begging for something else. They want Super Whovian Freak to say cream to my cheese.
Oh, here it comes. It will come when I start when we hit the nerd rage.
Get to finales.
Just
yep.
Wait for it.
Oh, boy. That means the way. Okay, so that's the nerd news for the week. Let's get rolling on this. Before we go any farther, a couple things I want to point out. Up in the top right of the screen, you'll see a little eye symbol.
Right there.
Click on that. That is a poll going on asking you what was the best CW finale. So we want to get your thoughts on that. Also, scrolling above our heads, you will see names going on. That is a big, big, big thank you to everybody that has supported so far the channel. That is the names that we have of people that have their names out there for us that are subscribers. So thank you so much. That's going to be continuing scrolling throughout the thing. So what I'd like to see is if you guys see your name, take a screenshot of it, Twitter it to us. We'd love to see that response back and stuff like that. So
Hashtag MouseCast. Yeah.
Tweet at us.
Wouldn't it be tweet it to us, not Twitter it to us?
Twitter it. I'm changing the word.
This is why he's going on vacation, people.
Yeah. Vacation brain in the house.
He's already got his Mai Tai mixed over there, I think.
It's not a Mai Tai, but it's got the cup. So we're going to get into the results of something epic that happened this week. And if anybody's in the chat room watching from this, there is a great thank you to all this. And you should chime in on the stuff going on. But we had our Nerd Fight poll this week. And the poll this week was the best character from The Flash outside of The Flash. So the choices that we had... we had Mark Hamill as my brain is
Trickster.
We had HR and his many
iterations
from John Kavanaugh. Yes, absolutely. We had Captain Cole, Leonard Snart.
Leonard Snart. That's a totally different kind of ice.
Yeah, that is my time.
I was just thinking of Snark
Snark.
Yeah. We had Jay Garrick, Henry Allen, played by John Wesley Shipp. Yes. Caitlin Snow, Killer Frost by Danielle Panabaker, and Iris West by Candace Patton. And it was a complete drumming, but before we get to that amazing drumming, let's talk about where everybody sat. With 18 votes in last place, we got Trickster, James Jesse, Mark Hamill. What happened there, Matt?
The rehashed Joker.
Hey, man. You know, not everybody understands true love like I do. And, you know, everybody is just trying to get themselves trending instead of going for where their heart belongs. And that was with the Trickster. All right?
Okay. How many episodes is
sure.
Like 5?
3, I think.
3, yeah.
Something like that.
This was the amazing one to me because there was an actual response that happened on this one, but nothing happened after response. Jay Garrick had 56 votes.
Well, our man, John Wesley Shipp, was the first to jump in, and he retweeted the poll for us. The man's busy, though. Let me tell you, he is busy, and if anybody is a fan of his, they know that he talks about a lot of things. A lot of things. Yeah. And he is very current in what is going on in our country and in our world. So I think my guess is the guy lost in the shuffle, because if you're trying to follow the guy's, you know, timeline on his Twitter, you're getting lost. He's active. He's super, super active. So it's all good, though. I mean, for me, it was just a total nerd out moment of like, oh my gosh, the OG Flash retweeted me. How cool is that? So thank you, John Wesley Shipp. I don't care if I won or lost. That made my week.
Yeah.
But mostly because Barrowman's never been on.
That would have been his biggest.
Well, yeah. Not gonna lie.
We had the cold and colder of the fan votes. So the fans didn't come in last this time. So good job, guys. we had with 82 votes, Captain Cold, Leonard Snart. He had an actual pretty decent run right there at the beginning. He was taking off and staying ahead of everybody, and then mayhem happened. So and then surprisingly, I think it was like 2 days ago, 3 days ago, out of nowhere, Caitlin Snow, Killer Frost, just started like skyrocketing.
Yes.
And I don't know.
Daniel Panabaker is amazing.
Probably be the main reason that it happened, because
hero moment. She had the hero moment.
Yep.
That exactly. Shot her up.
Exactly. And then the other surprise, there was a lot of people that thought that this would go a reverse way, and it was HR got a lot of votes, 171, but still
many of those were mine.
You know, if I could have figured out what the heck their ship name, Tracy and HR's, could have figured out what the heck their ship name was, I think I could have gotten some more votes.
Tracer?
I don't know. I couldn't figure it out. I Googled. I looked all over the place. I found some very disturbing images and things that I don't want to talk about. But yeah, because I think that's how I would have gotten some votes is playing on the sympathy of the broken couple. But I couldn't figure it out. So
there just wasn't enough time for that relationship.
And then also, to be fair, when you're tagging everything HR, you get a lot of response from HR companies.
Mm,
not tax. Quite the people I was going for.
Who was it that liked? It was HR app that liked.
It was HR app,
It was crazy. Every time I sent out an HR hashtag HR tweet, I'd get likes from HR company apps, people coming back and going, hey, solution. Yeah. Do you need help with payroll?
Do you need to fire somebody? Because
you talk to a lot of Lindas.
So I just have to say this real fast, because the chat channels requested more of the sexy Matt beard than the rest of you. So just letting you guys know.
Quiet on the set.
You know what? If Matt would pick something,
here's what I'm going to let you guys know is next week you're going to get more than you can handle when me and Beacon take over the show. So we're going to hold that off. This week you'll get a little bit more of me, but just be ready for next week.
I'm sorry, my beard's not sexy enough. It's too thin.
Boy band changed back.
Yes. All right, we'll have you on too, Icy Zorro.
welcome to the people that joined the chat. I noticed somebody said they just stumbled across this and saw, what's this? A real just talk and chit chat. And that's what we're here for, is just to talk and chit chat about things we love that have to do with nerd and geek stuff. So welcome. Keep going away at the chat, and we will be chiming in with you guys and everything too.
Yeah, thanks, Julius.
So,
then came you.
The epicness that is Iris West and Candace Patton. Holy moly. We've seen responses on the Nerd Fight before. We've seen retweets and things happen. But I have never seen a fandom as awesome as the West Allen fandom just take a hold and run with it. The retweets that were happening from everybody. I mean, the person that kind of stepped up to the plate from the very beginning was a call sign of Malasha Monique. And thank you so much, Malasha, for kind of getting out there with the stuff and letting people
call sign. Is this Top Gun? You mean Twitter handle?
Twitter handle. Whatever.
Come on, Mev.
And tweetering. So, but yeah, they retweeted it, and everybody else kind of came on board with it as well. We had quite a few people that really, really ran away with it. Tamara C20978560 was another one that thank you so much for doing that. Fic versus reality. Way is Endgame, Pepewa, which is Beth, Icandaris, I mean, so many, Being Messy, a lot of things. So what I want you guys to do is stay tuned till the end when we actually start doing our picks and everything, and we're going to have all the names of all the people that helped out from the West Allen fandom in this poll scroll on the screen. I really want to give a big thank you. It's just, there's a ton of names, so I can't spend too much time just saying them all, so... we will have that popping up, and I want you guys to be able to actually see your names. Before we get into the picks, we did want to talk a little bit about the finales. And I don't know if you guys are, if you've been voting or not, which I don't see any votes. So
they've been talking about Matt's beard.
We actually have an offer for a $50 donation if my beard just stays on the cast the whole rest of the show and while we all talk the rest of the time.
I'm not feeling the love right now.
Since our question hero, we'll take your offer and.
Currently, the poll totals for the season finale is 100%, 6 votes for the Flash. Everything else is a big
goose egg. All I see is 100%. So Flash. So it looks like people are thinking the Flash now.
Jack, have you voted 6 times already?
No, Jack hasn't voted at all, actually. So.
Oh, I love that. Ken Johnson just said, by the way, Matt's beard is close to homeless level.
Oh. Hey, you know what, though? That's a sick beard for a homeless guy. I'll take it.
Hashtag life goals.
Who are we to judge his life choices?
Let's get into our nerd rage and our nerdgasms from the season finales from CW this week. We haven't heard too much from Beacon. What's your thoughts? What was the best one? What was the worst one? What did you love? What did you hate?
Well, I had the opportunity to film with some of these lovely people. Got to hang out with Matt on Tuesday and
yeah, buddy.
Super for the last couple days as well. And Jack jumped in with some amazing conversation around both Arrow and Flash. So I loved them both. I really liked the Flash. Man, what an awesome finale to an awesome, awesome season. Thoroughly enjoyed it, mainly because I was right. when you make predictions and you're right, it's just, yeah, it's a good stuff. But no, it was awesome. And then Arrow, I really enjoyed Arrow too. And I don't want to give away spoilers, so if people haven't seen it, go watch it. It was really good. There's going to be a lot of people that are going to walk away pretty pissed off about it, I think. Because there are some things that happen, but I enjoyed it. It was good.
If we're not doing spoilers, I just lost half my conversation.
Hey, they got it should be on people's DVDs.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you want to say something, I'm just saying I enjoyed both of them.
When I see Zorro talks, make sure to mute us. Don't
off the screen. We'll put Matt's picture up so that you have something to look at.
Oh, hey. Oh.
Sorry.
It's okay. I'll just be quiet over here. All
right. No, you're back. And I did say what capacity. Go ahead. We haven't gotten to hear you talk about anything fandom for a while now. Oh, and we know that you love TV shows. So
yes, I have. I spent about
Phil McGraw. I know you love him.
Phil McGraw?
That's a Gorilla Grodd.
No, those were the worst episodes of the entire season. That was garbage. And I hated having to watch those people do that stupid gorilla voice. Tom,
I see Zorro Mike is the only person that comes close to me as Tom Cavanaugh fan.
Right. Yeah. No, I love that guy. And watching an actor of that caliber go, "You need to kill her." No, stop it. Come on. Okay. No, the finales. I didn't only just watch the finales this last week. Over about the last week and a half, I had to catch up on three of the CW shows. I had to catch up on DC's Legends. I had to catch up on Arrow and Flash. So I binged the hell out of a bunch of DC stuff this week. I think I know why Iris won the poll. That relationship was key for that entire season. So seeing her killed and then seeing what happened in the finale, it was a great moment. And I must have missed your prediction of that. But if you called that, way to go. The one thing that this is mildly spoilery, so if you don't want spoilers, wait for the next 20 seconds, skip ahead. That finale didn't have any real consequences. Nobody's left the cast. Yes, we killed a version of HR, but he's still on the show. So there was no real consequence. Arrow, there's consequences. We think.
Maybe.
We think.
It's
portrayed that there's exactly. If people die off screen, never trust that. And, of course, you could see that the team was hatching a plan before all the bombs went off. But, of course, as soon as you saw the bombs, you knew they had to be used. I know the DC finale or the Legends finale was a while ago, but I just finally caught up on it. I'm interested to see what they're going to do next season, especially with the synopsis of the coming season that came out. As to my favorite of them, Even without the long lasting consequences, I gotta go with Flash.
Yeah, boy.
Everybody else needs to take notes on the Flash finale. By far, I mean it was that much better than what else was going on this week.
It was very satisfying.
Yep.
Well, you have Candace Patton right now.
She's very pretty and a very good actress.
Yes.
Yeah, they realized that they were gonna shoot the pooch if they let her die. So
shoot the pooch. That's a new one.
Yeah. So now comes, I think, a moment when Cream My Cheese will actually be said.
There we go.
Okay. Because... So. Ow.
Okay. We don't have an hour. Where'd she go?
It was that bad.
I don't think black screen.
I'm so mad I had to go off camera for a second.
Hey, she did say that you may see a woman exploded in Southern California. I guess
if you guys have seen the memes of the GIF of the angry panda just throwing things, that was just
did you just say GIF? Yeah. You're a heathen. It's GIF.
I say GIF.
But you're wrong.
If we're staying strictly in the CW world, yes. my favorite actually of the finales, while I think The Flash was the best and had the best plot, my favorite was actually The Legends of Tomorrow. I thought it was just, it wrapped up the whole season so well. It left you with a good feeling on the characters. Even though Rip was going off to go find himself essentially after being mind washed and all the horrible things that the Legion made him do, seeing Eobard.
He almost got rid of Star Wars.
I know, right? Unintentionally, but, sure.
I wrote an article about that. shameless plug.
Just finally seeing Eobard gone.
Yes.
Was satisfying. Watching Damian be dropped back off, not knowing, what's coming, putting Snart back in place, having an evil Snart back was so much fun. And then just, you think it's good, you're like, okay. And then all of a sudden it's like, crap, we broke time. And there's dinosaurs running around Los Angeles, and that's fun. So that's going to be an awesome season three. And then I think, to me, honestly, I know a lot of you guys think I'm going to say Supernatural was the worst finale. It was not. Minus the last 10 minutes, overall, I really enjoyed the finale. Now, Supergirl, on the other hand, Supergirl can kiss my big white butt. That finale was so disappointing on so many levels. It was just, I mean, the last couple episodes really just, for as good as I loved it in the beginning, it just fell so flat to me. I love Terry Hatcher. I love her being on the show. I loved watching her as a villain. But the dialogue was just awful. The plot holes were just humongous. And it just, it didn't work. None of it worked. The idea of, okay, we're going to have these aliens come, it's going to be this huge fight, and we're going to poison the atmosphere with lead, and that's poisonous to the Daxams or the Daxamites or whatever they are, Draxams. And they're going to have to flee the planet, which means her boyfriend is going to have to leave because he's a Daxam. And, you know, so of course they're going to break up that relationship. And, yeah, but it's just
go
like,
back to the alternate universe with the Flash.
The question I have, it's like, If you knew that lead was such a weakness against these people, why were you not fighting with it one-on-one? Why did you have to wait until this entire army was on the Earth destroying everything and you had to poison the whole atmosphere? Secondly, how did you poison the whole atmosphere that fast? I mean, it was literally a half a second. They pushed the button and it was like people were dying all over the place. I'm like, how does it, now is that really possible? I mean, I can suspend my disbelief, but come on, you know? And so, yeah, so it just, and then the proposal, and it was just lame. I mean, that's the best word. I love the cast and I love the characters, but it was just lame, utterly and completely lame from start to finish.
Can I jump in here?
Well,
can I
jump tell in? Us what you really think.
Can I jump in now?
He's not a disembodied voice. There's a man there.
Where did that come from?
First off, with Supergirl, you kind of expect that from something that's in the super Kryptonian vein.
There it is.
You know, I just gotta say it. I gotta toss it out there. And you know what? I'm pretty sure lead is toxic to just about everybody. I'm just tossing that out
there. Yeah, it's not gonna be good for the planet in general.
It's not gonna be good for the planet, but I guess they supposedly released it in enough a specific small amount that it's gonna hurt them, but it's not gonna be toxic to the humans because you can just apparently these brilliant scientists.
Too much toxic to humans, that's about every level.
If that strategy worked, then the aliens and signs would have never come here.
Yeah. Right?
Anyways, I gotta put my two cents in there and say that Supergirl definitely wasn't the worst finale. I definitely have to say that the weak writing of Supernatural with the Michael Bay timer was by far the worst atrocity of trash I have seen in a long time.
It was the worst scene for me. Garbage.
When you're talking about Superman, you don't expect it when you're talking about Supernatural. I'm just saying. Yeah. I'm just saying.
I get it. No, I get it. It was definitely the worst scene for me. If I can just pick one scene that says this is garbage, it was that scene. That scene. I will fully agree with you on that.
So it sounds like Flash was what people liked the most. And there wasn't as much hate as I thought would happen. I mean, we definitely did have some hate, but it wasn't as nearly as bad as I thought the rage would be.
I just thought the explosions at the end of Arrow should have been better.
So, the last thing that we wanted to talk about before we get into that, let's get into our vote, our picks for this week. So this week's poll is going to be the best villain that you either love or hate from the CW universe from the 2017 season. So
it's our last time to talk about CW for probably until the end of July
when we get to
the end of iZombie, then maybe we'll have something out there for some iZombie love.
We won't be talking any CW polls for a little while here. So this is our big send off.
As it turns out, we're not actually a CW focused podcast. Who knew?
No, we're not. But they have so many great shows.
they really do.
And you know what? When you talk all things nerd, and about 60% of your viewership is nerd based programming in terms of comic books and mm-hmm. musicals with my ex, my crazy ex girlfriend, and
yeah. You're about 6 weeks too late for that, buddy.
Yeah. Hey, it comes back in October. and they're writing the third season.
Why don't you sing a song about it?
No, not right now.
Please.
There is a video of me singing for Vogue before. So, but let's do our picks for this week on the villains. I'd like the chat to also give us some thoughts on who they'd like picked after we finish here. But if I go first because I won, I'm gonna go.
Me. Sorry, I had to.
I'm gonna go with a villain that I love when he's actually being somewhat good and helping out, and I hate him and think he's really bad when he's bad. And he wasn't in the entire season; he was in the last two episodes. I'm taking Deathstroke as my number one.
I don't even know that he's a villain at this point.
He's an anti-hero villain. He's
still I never once doubted him during that finale. When he knocked out Oliver, I was like, "Ah, yeah, come on, it's a trick."
He was so amazing in the finale too.
Manu Bennett is amazing. Oh, amazing, dude! Yes. God, I love that guy.
Man crush. I mean, sorry.
And seeing him act again with what's his other the boomerang guy from also that was in Spartacus. That was so much fun. That was awesome.
That's my pick. So number two is Super Whovian Freak. Who are you taking?
I am going to pick the person that I thought was just human but disgustingly evil. I'm taking Arthur Ketch from Supernatural, the British Men of Letters assassin, because that guy was just an utter and complete evil douchebag. And it was, you know, I both wanted him dead and didn't want him dead at the same time. But he was just, I think he's probably, for not being a supernatural entity, a demon or anything like that, he was just a human that was just an utterly and purely evil. And it was kind of fun to watch, a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah.
So are you taking him as a hate, or is you taking him as a love? So do you love him as a villain, or do you hate him?
I love to hate him because I did not love his character. I did want him to die. Maybe not so soon. I would have liked to have him causing a little bit more problems, but I did love to hate him. Absolutely love to hate him.
So it's more of a hate. She wanted him to die. So best villain to hate. Next up after that was the fans, and I need some votes from the fans. Shoot out some villains to me.
I can jump in, fill up the space.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? Yeah.
Whoa.
What do we got?
Nope. Wait.
I thought something jumping up. Well, you know what? Looks like you guys are losing out because we're going to be gone.
Move to the back. Move to the back. Back of the bus. You know who I'm picking? Not only was he in this,
we all know who you're going to pick.
But then we got to see him in the last two episodes of Arrow. I'm picking John Barrowman. John Barrowman, Malcolm Merlyn. Best. He is the best villain, and I love him.
We know. I don't even hate that I love him. We know. You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
No,
he was dastardly in. Yes. Legends, and then he was, yeah. Distrustworthy, but with a somewhat redemption. Actually, that was the moment when I thought, if you didn't see him die on screen, don't trust it.
We got our first two names thrown to us for the fan vote. We got Thawne
and
Bastards
Prometheus
and Adrian Chase Prometheus. Yeah.
Oh, I hate that guy.
Yeah. Yeah. He killed it in the lead up to the finale, man. I thought he
really did.
So since those are the first two thrown out,
damn it.
That's what the fans are getting.
Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about them, because Thon is the most hateable but
is he?
At the same point, if you look at it from his viewpoint, he's a time remnant. He has no way to live unless he's doing this stuff.
But he's fighting for his survival. To kill Barry, which would have prevented Savitar. So
no, the original Thon is a villain. This Thon is a time remnant. He's just trying to stay alive. And
can't
you know,
the guy. I mean,
yeah, I don't know. Survival. He was definitely hateable, and I was very glad when he got dispersed.
Yes.
What was the other one?
Beacon got. Adrian Chase.
Oh God, that guy's a really good actor. Plays smug, smug douchiness really well.
Yes.
And he was, you know, he said it like 9 times during the season, but he was right. Every move that he made, Oliver was 10 to 15 steps behind him. It was ridiculous.
Yes.
Awesome. Indeed. And then Beacon took Merlin.
Plus he brought us, Talia again.
And
yes,
the last pick is by you, Icy Zoro.
Okay, well, I was gonna go Thon, but I guess the fans took that. So I'm gonna go with the villain that you love that you hate to hate. I'm gonna go with Caitlin Snow. She was not a major villain piece. She was, you know, when she became a villain, it was sort of sidekick style. But she didn't have a choice about it. And as evil as she was when she was in full Killer Frost mode, you could see that she was a douche when she had the white eyes, and then she had that hero moment at the end. You're like, oh, thank God, Caitlin's back. So that's a villain that you hate to hate. And
yep.
Yeah.
I hate to beg to differ with you. You have another pick that you haven't pulled out there. You skipped over with the Big Papa Matt.
Oh, that's a fair
point. Whoa.
Oh,
well, he didn't. So. No.
I mean, I was ahead of Ian, though, because he wasn't a part of it at all. So someone had zero votes.
He was I just heard Icy Zero talking.
I mean,
when you need to tell me to shut up, you can do that.
Did
you want Caitlin Snow, or do you have another pick?
I mean, I could be like the Minnesota Vikings of this whole thing and rush in and snag somebody like that. Yes, exactly. Skull Viking Skull. That's my boys right there. I'm going to bow out this week. I would have gone Trickster, to tell you the truth. I would have gone Trickster again, but I didn't get any love on the first time. I'm still going to tweet at you, though, Mark Hamill. Don't you think I'm going to give up on you?
Yes.
I'm coming after you, Mark. You're my man. Everybody, I love you.
Everybody, keep aware that this poll goes live starting Sunday, and we'd love to see the support again on it. So if you guys want to go to malice-corp.com and also watch us on Twitter, we'll be giving out our handles later on watch us on Twitter, and we will be pushing to get those votes and nerd fighting again to see who can get the top pick.
I still think you need to add the Supernatural writers as the worst villain of the
okay. I did think about doing that. However, it was not my idea, so I didn't want to take someone else's really good idea.
So
before we get into the last part, I wanted to talk about this last little bit of the poll.
Real quick, I'm sorry. I got my battery's about to die. I'm sorry. I got a charger issue, so I'm gonna dip out right now. I've loved being part of the podcast again, and I look forward to watching the rest of it on YouTube.
Can we follow you?
Yes.
On Twitter at ICZorro, Instagram at the same, and yeah, it's been good talking to you guys again.
It's been very good.
Yeah.
I would like to show a thank you to all the fans that came up out and helped out with the the poll this week. So if we can get those names scrolling, that would be awesome. But we're going to have to drop from the Memorial Day segment because we're getting pretty close. I think it's pretty that this is what we can kind of talk about. Over Memorial Day, it is considered the step into the summer movies. Big summer movies. So this is the big weekend when summer movies start happening. And when you look at the list of the movies that came out, we all know what our favorite and greatest ones were. But I want to give off a few quick tips. Star Wars came out Memorial Day weekends. Indiana Jones came out Memorial Day weekends. Braveheart.
Braveheart.
Shrek. I mean, a lot of Shrek. Shrek.
To throw out the rom-com, Notting Hill. Notting Hill came out Memorial Day weekend. It's a big movie.
Yeah. I was a little bit surprised. I was like, really? Notting Hill for Memorial Day release?
But, you know, I mean, it was a, I don't know, I guess the actors.
Hey, one of my favorite throwbacks, because I watched it with my grandpa, who's no longer with us, Backdraft. Nice. You go, we go. You go, we go.
Hey, we got Da Vinci Code that came out. Pirates started coming out during those. Yeah, you want to go? You want to go throwback in terms of like great movies that really started getting you into stuff. Stallone was the man on Memorial Day weekend, and that's what got me into like action flicks with Stallone flicks. Cliffhanger. Cliffhanger was one of the first like R-rated movies I snuck to watch when, because the tape was there available to watch it. And I was like, this is awesomeness. The bench pressing the guy into the freaking ice hanging from the ceiling and the starting scene with the trying to save her that ended up getting into Ace Ventura and stuff like that. I mean, that movie was awesome. So I didn't even realize how many big movies that Stallone had come out during Memorial Day weekend. So what, Matt, was there anything that stood out to you that was like a big thing to you?
Freedom! Braveheart, man. That was my... loved me some Braveheart.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that, I mean, that's when we started realizing that Gibson could actually direct something. And that
a little bit of everything right there.
Yeah. I have two very, like, surprised they came out Memorial Day weekend since it was the big weekend, but are very, very near and dear to my heart. Encino Man and Hudson Hawk.
Hudson Hawk for sure. Heather also has an awesome drop for Drag Me to Hell. Hell yeah, yep. Sam Raimi for the win.
Yes.
El queso está vivo y pasado.
Exactly.
Okay. So, I mean, go support the theaters. Go watch movies. Matt does a quest for 100 that he's going to try and get to 100 films watched in the theater in one calendar year.
I'm at 18 right now. I got two more I'll be writing an article about as well. So, be on the watch out for that.
Yeah.
You got some work to put in, son.
I'm only behind by four films now. I'm only four films back.
This is the weekend to hit it.
I got to work so much this weekend. It ain't going to be the weekend for me.
We got two comments from the chat. Four weddings and a funeral. And that was from Nudie Rudy, so I don't know if he's being facetious or not.
You never know.
And we got Drag Me to Hell.
What about freaking Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas? Did we mention that?
Yes.
That was Memorial Day, wasn't it? That's
yes,
a good
it
one.
Was.
That's
it was. A good one.
So
the scroll just finished. That was all the names that retweeted or liked anything having to do with Iris West. That's how awesome of a response it was. So I think it took about 2 minutes, 3 minutes to scroll through all those names. So once again, everybody, thank you. There will be an article about the dominance of Iris West on the poll winnings that comes out on Sunday as well. And guess what? All your names will be there as well. So we really do appreciate it. And thank you guys for helping support the poll helping show that Candace Patton is the best character on The Flash. But with that, that's our bit for the show. We do have one shout out that we really want to give. And Jack, I think you have that.
Oh, yeah. New comic book is being released on the 14th of next month. Minotaur. Don't know a whole lot about it yet. I just found out about it today. I want to take a look at it and dig into it. But the really cool thing is, if you live in San Diego, there's a comic book shop that I go to all the time called Sky High Comics. It's over in San Marcos. Great, great, great location. Great people in there. The author is going to be there signing his new comic on the 14th. Nice. The other shout out is the 14th is also the Army birthday. You know, U.S. Army, you know. Oh.
Absolutely.
Support them, everybody.
Support. Yes, absolutely. So two things. Support, support, support. So support your theaters. Go out, see the movies in that are coming out. The people do work hard to get these films out to you. Show that that they are loved. Don't just download it or anything like that. And two, if you are in the San Diego area, go check out Sky High Comics. It's a great comic book shop, and it's always great when you can bring a creator in, because that's somebody working hard on their stuff. let's wrap this up. So if you guys would like to follow me, I'm going to be gone for a bit, but
what is that cutting to?
It's Ian's. It's Icy Zerl's foot.
He's charging. I was gonna say.
That is.
I'm plugged back in.
That is.
He's here to say goodbye. So as I get out of here, thank you.
That is dedication,
to everybody. Yes, that is dedication. Thank you to everybody that helped out with the poll last week. Please, please help with the poll next week. If there is somebody that you like, send it out there and get votes. If you would like to follow me on Twitter, MEST_MaliceCorp, I will try and stay in contact, but I may be away from my phone a bit for the next few weeks. Or you can follow me on Instagram at MEST5150. Our co-host, who will be taking the reins, Beacon, where can you follow you?
And it's not a takeover. It's not a takeover. Crossover episode. It's a crossover episode. You can follow me. That's alluding to what's going to happen soon, and I'm sure Big Papa Matt's going to plug that. You can follow me at Beacon_MaliceCorp on Twitter. And you can follow this cast right here at MaliceCast.
Okay, and so creepy.
The aerial shot. Angles, man.
Whoa. It totally looked like he did not have pants on for a second. I got man.
This is
an hour long podcast. Explicit tag. We do not need explicit tag.
I guess we're not giving the Kiwi Crate promo. Okay.
This is an hour long podcast. This is what happened when we go long by even a minute. Big Papa Matt, where can we follow you?
You can follow me at the Big Papa Matt on Twitter, Instagram, on the website, malice-corp.com. Make sure, once again, you guys, you like, you subscribe to our YouTube page here. Nerd Mosh Pit is out and about right now. It is one of the newest podcasts for the Malice Corp family of podcasts. So check that out. Let us know what you think. You can also follow that at Nerd Mosh Pit on Twitter as well. But let us know what you guys think. Share some love. Share with your friends, your enemies, whoever it is. Just make sure they have a good time doing it. So
ex-boyfriend, ex-girlfriend, whatever.
Doesn't matter to me, man. Just make sure they're here to have a good time with us, and that's all we care about. And we really appreciate all of you guys out there showing us love, doing the things that you guys do best. And like Wes was saying, support your troops, support your comic books, support your local communities. Memorial Day is about remembering those that came before us and giving them the support they deserve and need. So thank you guys very much for everything you do as well and the support that you give us. So thank you.
Absolutely. And Super Whovian Freak, where can we follow you?
I'm at Twitter at Super Whovian Nut. And then I'm at Instagram. I finally changed my name to Super Whovian Freak. So you can follow me there at Instagram as well.
Okay. And you can follow the podcast at MaliceCast on Twitter, and you can follow the website at MaliceCorp. And please go check out the website. We do work hard on the articles. We'd love to have your feedback on the thoughts of the articles there. There's other people that aren't even part of this podcast that are writing over there as well, and that's at malice-corp.com. And Soros is going to say, see you later to you guys. You can also follow our producer, Jack Malice, at Jack Malice.
Jack_Malice, yep.
Jack_Malice. So with that, please, guys, come back next week. Watch the madness that's going to happen without me here to rein all these people in.
And it's going to be awesome.
It's going to be killer. Are you kidding me? This is where the show's going to take.
I wish Big Papa Matt and I could give a five.
On the other side, we got to go around the world there. That's what it is.
Make sure to vote Deathstroke and have a fun. We'll see you guys
later.
Have a fun. This is my going into vacation mode, man.
Yeah, he's already there. But hey, thank you, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. This chat channel was popping all night. We really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much for interacting with us. We could do this by ourselves, but it's no fun without you. So
none.
Thanks again. We love you guys. We'll see you next week. And subscribe. In the meantime,
episode 10.
We're trying to hit 100. Subscribe, please.
Oh, we hit double digits, by the way. We hit double digits.
Triple digits, here we come.
Syndication. Tell your friends, though. Subscribe, like, follow us. We appreciate you guys. So you guys stay nerdy out there.